This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado rabbis say they're keeping a close eye on protests in Israel. The nation is in turmoil after the parliament passed a law limiting the powers of that nation's Supreme Court. This is Rabbi Salomon Grunwald of Denver's Hebrew Educational Alliance.
Yeah, I'm concerned about curtailing the right or curtailing the powers of the Supreme Court in Israel, which has historically, like the Supreme Court in the United States, been a backstop for excessive government power.
Senior Rabbi Joseph Black of Denver's Temple Emmanuel said he is also concerned about the change. He'll address the topic with his congregation this Friday. When you think about deadly weather, you may think of tornadoes or hurricanes, but the National Weather Service says heat is actually the most deadly, especially at night. Denver 7 meteorologist Mike Nelson explains.
Residents that don't have access to cooling never get a break, and that really takes a toll on your body. So yes, heat-related illness, heat stroke, a major, major weather threat.
Denver is expected to see temperatures in the upper 90s all week, while Grand Junction and Pueblo are seeing triple-digit weather. A Wheat Ridge man is one of five white nationalists convicted of conspiracy to riot at an Idaho Pride event. The charge is a misdemeanor, and Forrest Rankin will serve 5 days in jail, plus 1 year of unsupervised probation. You're listening to CPR News, and in Denver, there's a chance of rain in the next 30 minutes.